Thankful to God, thankful to my mum, my dad, for their faithful continuation standing upon the truth, and for really teaching me what I know today, and also God revealing and giving me understanding and the things that's been taught to me over since, you know, a young boy. And I just got to give God all the glory, all the praise, because here on this fellowship, we really do have the truth. And, you know, Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And, you know, we're sat here free from fear, free from destruction, free from death. You know, we're living our best life with God. And it truly is Happyville here in the United Kingdom. God is prospering us. God is causing us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And I honestly, I just got to give God all the praise and all the glory right now, because he is faithful and he is causing us to be that blessing here on this earth, that he has given us the understanding and the showing to walk in that wonderful love of God and the love of Christ, and to really be that example to them that are sat in darkness, that God has called you today. Harden not your hearts. Open your hearts and receive these words with great gladness and act upon them, because God wants to go to work for you today. And by the way he goes to work is by the words that we speak and what we believe within our heart when we speak. Jesus said unto the disciples, say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, believing, and it shall be done. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So I just encourage each and every one to keep going to God and say what you want, not what you see. Trust that God will bring it to pass, just like Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, that he would be a father of many nations, and he is. So we stagger not either. We have the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Christ that dwelleth in us, and that we can stand strong and stand firm on his foundation, upon that rock, that we can proclaim God's word to them that are lost, that are struggling in this life. Like, we shouldn't be struggling. We should be a great witness to them, and to be able to give them a hand out of darkness and help them come into the light, that God would, by his grace, give us those right words to edify and to uplift and to speak words of faith that builds faith up, that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the words of God. You know, the words that proceed from God is coming from our lips and our mouth. Are we believing that? Because that's the gift God has put within each and every one of us, the wonderful gift of Holy Spirit, and that we have all power and dominion. You know, God has called us to reign as kings and high priests in this life by Jesus Christ, and that we've been set free from the power of darkness, like it has no authority in our life. And the Lord says today that we speak to our situation, we speak to our circumstances. That's the power and authority that we have, guys, that we can speak those wonderful words from God, and these situations have to dispel. Like God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so therefore we can also do the same. We can say, and if we believe, God will cause it to become. Like, he really will. And just seeing the wonderful works of God in our life. And, you know, the fellowship is blooming. People are walking with their Heavenly Father, relying on their Heavenly Father, trusting in their God. And God is causing them to be more than conquerors. God is blessing them in mighty ways. And God is also opening the door for us to be able to share his word very easily by his grace. No effort. We just really make our request be made known unto him. And he really brings it to pass. And so I just encourage each and every one again, go to God, like really go unto him. Like, this has to be a need in your life. Like, really go unto him day and night. Like a child, when it wants something, it will, you know, go on and on at the parents. God wants us to go and demand and to ask. That ask is to demand. Like, demand what you want, and God will bring it to pass in your life, because it's not that we're demanding arrogantly, but we're demanding with full confidence and trust, knowing what we ask for, which is according to his will. He brings it to pass. He really does bring it to pass, because he's not slack when it concerns his promises. Like, all his promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and each and every one of us are in Christ Jesus. And so, like, God is good. So I just want to share a couple of testimonies that God is just really, again, opening the doors. And so basically at the moment I've been working at this gentleman's house, doing the tiling on the floor, wood plank tiles, really nice tiles. And so basically about 6 months ago I met his son on a building site, and his name's Joel, and got talking with him, sharing the word with him, and I quoted to this young Joel from the book of Acts, when Peter stood up and quoted from the scripture Joel. And the young lad turned around and said, "Oh, my name's Joel." I said, "Oh, look at that." God obviously wanted me to share with you that today. And anyway, got talking with this young guy, and we got on really well. And you know, I had the privilege to speak with his father, because his father had a bad shoulder, and so I ministered unto him, and just how God opened that door 6 months ago. Well, anyway, this last week I've been in his house and been tiling his floor. But it was just really great to be able to, you know, have great fellowship with this gentleman. His name's Keith. He's a pastor out in Chippenham. He's got his own church out there. And it's just been really a great time fellowshipping with him, you know, sharing different things, because obviously, you know, he believes in the Trinity, and, you know, we don't believe that way. So, you know, I got to share lots with him, scriptural, and I think we're going to go through more scriptures tomorrow, just on these different things. But it's, none of it's been heavy-hearted. Everything's been with the love of God, and just really been, you know, connecting and sharing the wonderful works of what God is doing within our life and within his life. And, you know, just being able to share with one another, even though on a few doctrinal points he might believe a certain way and we believe another. But, you know, we're going through this and we're looking through, but the heart is just, you know, we got the same heart. You know, we want to see the word of God move mightily. We want laborers. So just got to really share lots with this pastor, and just, you know, the direction that God is moving me and Amber, my mum, my dad, that, you know, that we go unto God and pray for the laborers, right? The hungry ones, that we also thank God that he has moved us into our ready-made field. And so this is the desire, this is the need within our life, that we have our ready-made field, that God would send those laborers into his harvest that he has given us, so that we may, you know, as my dad says, anoint his fields with oil and feed his people. I love that. It's so powerful and practical. That is a word from God for this day, that we are to move by the Spirit of God, that God is leading us and guiding us and showing us what we need to do and how we need to do it, how to execute with God, like not being moved with the feelings of this life and, you know, the negativity, but knowing that God has caused us to be overcomers of this stuff once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. that he has saved us from this wrath. He has saved us and pulled us from this world. You know, we're not even in this realm. We're seated in the heavenlies on the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, that we have been given the word and ministry of reconciling women and men and children back to the one true living God. And it's just so powerful that when you go unto God, he is so, the simplicity that is in Christ. Like, you know, I don't even have to make anything of myself, but it's God that exalteth. And it's just so amazing that when we stay with God and we say and encourage, keep encouraging, even like, I just, you know, even if people are not being negative around you, or they're trying, you know, they might be putting you down, but speak good, say what you want, not what you see, you know, because when we're speaking those negatives, we're bringing them upon us, we're bringing that into fruition. We need to say what we want, not what we see. And really, even if everything seems wrong, no, we say what we want and we speak to these problems. Like, I really feel God is encouraging you. Speak to your situations and you go to our Heavenly Father. He paid such a high price for us to have a relationship with him, not to be downtrodden. We are victorious. Like, we are blessed. We are a blessed people. Let's not mumble and groan like the children of Israel, where God kept them. Like, God kept them there because of their grumbling and their moaning. When we moan and grumble, we shut up the floodgates of heaven. And that we're to bring the kingdom here to earth. That's our job. Our job is to bring heaven to earth.
Very good.
And we have the power to do so when we're walking with God in relationship, not walking in condemnation, because it's dealt with, it's done. So, you know, like, God is with us and God has called you, each and every one of you, and you can do. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. God has given you the ability and the provision and the vision to carry out his work. So continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So love you all. God bless you.